What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. Today, we're continuing our series on the women's movement, so let's delve in. Hello, everyone. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. The source material which I used for this video can be found in the video description below. Nadia Bolz-Weber is a controversial progressive Lutheran leader. Right off the bat, apologies to all of you solid Bible-believing confessional Lutherans out there for using her name and Lutheran in the same sentence. I know that she is not a true Lutheran, but Ms. Weber was the founder of House for All Sinners and Saints in Denver, Colorado. In a 2018 tweet, Nadia invited women to mail in their purity rings for a massive art project. Months later, at the 2019 Makers Conference, the exhibit was unveiled, a golden statue of the female private area. For those of you unfamiliar with purity rings, some evangelical teens and women wear them to symbolize their vows to abstain from physically carnal relationships prior to marriage. Well, Ms. Weber is not a fan of this idea, and she told the women who supported her, "As a thank you, you will receive a certificate of impurity, as well as a shameless impurity ring." Do I really need to respond to that? Let's just move on. In her 2019 book, Shameless, Nadia seemed like she was on a crusade to turn the church into a man-hating, promiscuous synagogue of Satan. She wrote that viewing adult entertainment isn't necessarily harmful, and that same-gender unions aren't sinful. In one chapter, she recalled how one of her followers, who was gay, tore out pages from the Bible which condemned man-male, woman-female erotic relationships and burned them. She also wrote about her own divorce and the erotic fulfillment she finally experienced when she started sleeping with her boyfriend. In summation, Nadia Bolz-Weber is a dangerous and false progressive teacher. I am sincerely concerned about the influence which she has, particularly on young ladies. This is a woman who has said that she has absolutely no regret about unjustly taking the life of her own child when she was pregnant. In Shameless, she wrote, "What is true, deeply true, is that even after I had children, even after I became a pastor," of course, that's not possible, "never once for a single minute did I regret my choice. It was the right one." Among the progressives that I've read, her views seem to be particularly reprehensible and heinous. If you are a progressive yourself and you have been deceived by her false teaching, we pray that the Spirit of God will work in your heart, so that you will embrace the true Jesus as he is freely offered in the gospel. I would encourage you to read some of the content by evangelicals who have refuted her. I've posted links below. Nadia's thinking cannot survive meaningful examination or cross-examination. In the future, I'd like to do another video on Ms. Weber in which I refute her false misinterpretation of Matthew chapter 25. But for now, that's a wrap. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.